From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Trump's Made in America Week continues at the White House. Tomorrow, the president, we anticipate, will highlight the importance of American manufacturing. One way he hopes to help manufacturers is by lowering corporate taxes substantially. Marketplace's Jed Kim looks into whether that'll work.
President Trump has promised to take the 35% corporate tax rate and cut it
all the way down to 15%, bringing thousands of new companies and millions of new jobs to our shores.
Would corporate tax reform mean a lot more manufacturing jobs?
It's hard to see how it would.
Matthew Gardner is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says manufacturing firms already get special deductions on their taxes.
Any meaningful approach to corporate tax reform would actually get rid of that tax break and treat all companies the same.
Edward Kleinbart teaches law at the University of Southern California. He says many manufacturing firms operate overseas largely because the current structure allows them to keep their foreign earnings tax-free.
Whatever the U.S. tax rate is, it's going to be higher than the tax rate firms can generate for themselves outside the United States.
He says if tax cuts do happen in the U.S., they're more likely to be in the 20% range. I'm Jed Kim from Marketplace.